With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We haven't seen anything yet. That from President Trump celebrating the first 100 days of his second term campaign-style rally last evening in Warren, Michigan.
The president declared the start of his second term has been consequential.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years.
He focused a great deal on immigration and border security.
We have achieved the most secure border in American history.
The president also touted his economic policies, even though polls show Americans are worried that the Trump tariffs will lead to higher prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president's relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on cars and car parts. Mr. Trump says it will give automakers some more time to move production into the U.S. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff transition.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agner reporting.
To counter the president's 100-day victory lap, Democrats engaged in speechmaking at the Capitol decrying what they say is 100 days of anxiety-inducing turmoil. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's accused of helping a man to evade immigration authorities. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 17 points higher. This is SRN News. In part three of our week-long series, pro-life expert Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Charlotte Lozier Institute looks at how misinformation can often prevent women from seeking health care when post-abortion complications arise. She says it is absolutely false that doctors can deny a woman medical care, even in restricted states.
I consider it a privilege to be there to help those women in their moment of distress when they've been abandoned by the abortion industry. So I've cared for them, but I so much wish I could have prevented them from going through that painful experience by being there at the beginning and offering them real support, which of course the 3,000 pregnancy centers in our country do provide. One of our surveys demonstrated that the majority of women who had a history of abortion would have preferred to give birth if they'd only had more resources and more support.
Dr. Skop adds that she considers women with post-abortive complications to be secondary victims of the misleading pro-abortion narrative. This is SRN News. Suspect linked to an Islamic terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day is under arrest in Iraq.
The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws. According to a new report from the National Center for International Judicial Cooperation, the two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver who plowed into the French Quarter crowds, Shamsuddin Jabbar, was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the army sergeant from Texas was radicalized as an ISIS supporter. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An Australian woman who hosted a weekend family lunch is on trial, charged with murdering her estranged husband's parents and an aunt, and attempting to murder an uncle with poisonous mushrooms, so-called death cap mushrooms. 50-year-old Aaron Patterson, on trial in Victoria State Supreme Court, pleaded not guilty to all charges. Patterson's husband, Simon, was also invited to the lunch, but he declined. More details at SRNNews.com.